Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.
World Youth Day begins this week in Krakow, Poland. Pope Francis will arrive on Wednesday for the event. The D.O. Kane is in Krakow right now to cover it for Vatican Radio. She spoke to Paula Mora-Diaz, a Colombian volunteer who works for the Department of International Relations for the Organizing Committee of World Youth Day. She told us more about the preparations.
Wow, it's great. The experience has been really great because Poland is a really, really believer country. And on Sunday specifically, the churches are plenty of people. Maybe not in all the cities of Poland, as in Krakow, but still, there are a lot of young people who go every single Sunday to the Mass. And the way how they live their faith, you know, one thing that it's really great for me because I love liturgy when the Mass is really, really well respected in its liturgy as it has to be done. Because these guys do it great in here. For me, it's how great they sing, for instance. They have really good choirs. And they have also, they kneel all the time before receiving the Holy Sacrament. While there are people in other countries, this can be controversial, but I mean, there is a lot of respect towards God and towards the Eucharist and towards the faith itself. So the experience has been really enlightened to my faith, to my personal way to live, in way to behave in a Eucharist, in a Mass, and also when I am praying.
Mm-hmm. One final question, Paula, to you. We're in the city where Karol Wojtyła was Archbishop of Krakow. He's a hard act to follow. But with regard to Pope Francis, how much do you think young people really have an affinity with Pope Francis and his words?
Well, it's amazing that how Pope Francis is calling and catching the attention of all of the people around the world, especially young people, thanks to his testimony. He's really simple. He is really close to the people. He doesn't care a lot about protocol and rules and these things. He's really, really close. So I think that young people can feel that there is a really, really big connection between him and John Paul II, and our saint who initiated the World Youth Day. There is this big connection. And for instance, Pope John Paul II had this feeling, and he entrusted in the youth people. He said, I was not born yet, but I remember because we worked these works in our youth pastoral team in my country, in Puebla, 1979. He said something like, the option, the preferential option, the favorite option for church has to be young people. And in Rio de Janeiro, in 2013, Pope Francis says, okay, young people, you have to make noise. So it's like a connection. Both popes entrust this situation of faith to the young people. So both of them believed in young people. And both of them, of course, Pope Benedict also. However, in this moment, we have these two popes really close now. So they believed in young people, and they entrust us these ways, new ways to evangelize and live the faith.
That was World Youth Day volunteer Paula Mora-Diaz speaking to Lydia O'Kane in Krakow.